99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Sometimes you just need a third opinion, someone who's not emotionally close to your situation to weigh in. That's where we come in. You just go to WDJX.com. You can click on group therapy. You can send us a message, and we'll get in touch with you and see if we can work it out. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you, first of all, for allowing us to reach back out to you on this. Will you walk us through what you wrote us?
Yeah. So basically, my fiance, he's a high earner. He's got an annual income in like the six-figure range.
Oh, all right.
And yeah, and like all that's good. I'm very proud of him, but he's just, there's this one thing that he's doing with his money, that's why I reached out to y'all that I just like need some advice about.
Okay.
So, he's been supporting his ex-girlfriend for about a year now.
Oh, like how?
Like he's paying her rent and her car payments. And I know, Kelly, like, especially you are going to need to hear the backstory.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking back the truck up. I need
honestly,
to hear why.
It's kind of messy. So he cheated on her with me.
Ooh.
And I was sort of friends with her. And I am not proud of it.
Right.
And it was never intentional for it to be like that. It was honestly just one of those things where you can't control who you fall in love with.
Sure.
And like they had been together for about 2 years at that time when we started seeing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he was afraid of hurting her because she wasn't in a very stable place emotionally. So like it just went on for that for a few months, and then he finally broke it off with her. And I guess like to help kind of like ease the pain and help her out and make her not feel so overwhelmed, he offered to still pay for her bills for a while. And, I mean, I didn't say anything. I didn't have a problem with it because, like, I felt really guilty, too. I mean, like I said, we were sort of friends, and, you know, we didn't mean for it to happen that way. It just did.
Yeah.
But, you know, at this point, it's been a year now, and, I mean, we're engaged. We're talking about getting married here. And so I just feel like that has to stop. Like, you know, you have to draw a line at some point.
Man.
And, like, I mean, we've talked about it. He's on the same page as me.
Yeah.
But then when he brought it up to her.
Sure.
She threatened to expose him as a cheater on social media and to, like, literally ruin his reputation and try to get him fired.
Oh, wow.
Like, wow. I mean, she's turned into a super, like, vindictive bitch. And, like, I don't know what we're supposed to do here. I feel like we're trapped. So I don't know. Like, I just wanted some advice. Like, what can we do here?
Wow, you're right. I mean, that is a messy situation. And I'm sure you've heard a relationship that starts in one of the partners cheating with the other. I mean, that's a rocky start as it is. And then especially he's just kind of keeping that relationship with his ex going by doing this.
Yeah, and like, I don't think I just don't think he's intentionally like keeping a relationship with her.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, we don't know what to do at this point. You know, he's kind of ready to sever the tie. I'm ready to sever it. It's just, you know, these threats that she's giving him, like, I don't know what we're supposed to do with this.
Right. Okay. Well, here, hang out. A lot of people are chiming in. 502-571-9970, and we'll see if we can at least steer you in the right direction.
I sure appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, boy. That's a lot going on. That's a lot of backstory. I mean, she delivered on the backstory.
She did.
Oh.
I mean,
I understand, like, the motivation. I honestly think it's genuinely coming out of the fact that he was trying to do the right thing in his mind at the time because he knew he was wrong.
Okay.
And he's like, all right, how do I do this and still try to maybe redeem myself a little bit?
Yeah.
But it's just gone on too far.
Yeah. I mean, I think he did it and then didn't know he wasn't thinking of an ending. He was just thinking,
right.
Okay, how do I deal with this in the moment? Okay, maybe. Hey, sorry I cheated on you with this girl. I tell you what, I will keep paying your rent and utilities. And has been going for a year. Wow. Okay. All right. 502-571-9970. Love to hear your take on that. It's group therapy. It's guilt money. I mean, that's really at the root of all this. It spoke to a listener who's all like, yo, my fiance, he makes good money. But he has been supporting his ex for the past year because he kind of cheated on her with me. Now we're getting ready to get married and we're kind of wanting to sever these ties here, but she's like threatening to expose him, as a cheater, ruin his reputation, possibly get him fired.
And a lot of people have thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Chris from Indiana chimes in, and he's like, you know what? Beat her to the punch. Stop paying her. Then let those people know who matters that he made a mistake and tried to make it right, but it's time to move on. Mm. If he's planning on getting married, it's time to cut those ties and leave the past in the past.
Yeah, good point.
Now, Emmeline chimed in, too, and she said, you know what? I wasn't going to chime in because I didn't have anything positive to say, but I feel like she needs to be realistic. One, who cares about social media? Made their bed and decided to do this girl wrong.
Yeah.
They're very lucky. She hasn't already said something about them. And number two, his employer can't fire him for being a cheater. So unless he's done other things she hasn't mentioned, then his job shouldn't be at risk.
Yeah, but if she's trying to get him fired, Ashley brings up a good point.
I know all about enabling, but most importantly, if she wants to threaten his job, there goes her rent check and her paycheck. So she may want to think about calling into his job to get him fired because there goes everything, which may be a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So you're saying,
I never thought about that.
Right. If she gets him fired, then there goes her cushy
her
little.
Rent,
oh,
everything.
My gosh. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Wow.
Woo! Get him, girl.
Okay. I don't Jennifer.
Hey, so has anybody brought this up that isn't blackmail still illegal?
Oh.
I guess that's what she's doing, isn't it?
It's exactly what she's doing. So you just collect all your evidence.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
Take it all to the police station, file a report before she starts her I'm going to expose you on social media stuff.
Okay,
that is one way to go, and I think probably accurate. If I've watched enough TV shows.
But, you know, and getting back to the whole social media thing, though, I mean, social media, like, that is a jury of thousands that.
Oh, exactly.
I don't want to just, like, sweep under the rug the social media aspect of that, because who knows how many, followers she has on social media, or the sort of reach that she has, or the influence that she has on social media, and could easily convince, you know, like I said, that jury of thousands of people on, you know, even more so on social media that.
And
you know,
people love to get on the bandwagon,
right,
and shame people when they feel like someone's been wronged. And here's the thing, employers a lot of times will get on social media and check out their employees,
yeah,
just to make sure they're not saying or doing anything that doesn't align with their principles,
right,
as a company.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, social media, like I said, not something that we can just completely bypass as a
threat. That's a legitimate concern.
Yeah. Okay. I do like some of the suggestions, though, that people have been throwing out about, like, beat them to the punch, you know?
Yeah.
You know, talk to the people who matter first and then, go ahead and cut her off.
Yeah, Liz is like extortion. Yeah, blackmail, extortion.
Yeah.
I feel like this might fall under that umbrella a little.
Angie writes in and says, call her bluff. Put it on social media first.
Ooh. But, you know, tell the short version,
sure,
of the whole story.
Right. Dang.
And she goes, okay, on to help. You two met, started dating while he was with her. When he ended the relationship, he offered to pay bills for a while. Make sure to say, after a year, feeling like it's been long enough, wanting to stop. And she's trying to blackmail him. That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah, you know.
Do the short version.
Sure. Still paint yourself in a good light. Like, hey, I've been,
exactly,
trying to do this.
Hey,
right,
minimize the mistake.
Yeah. All right. You can read back on all of the comments. You can add your own if you're not in a good spot to chime in on Facebook or whatever. At Ben and Kelly Show, we'll leave it up there for you to look at and chime in. But yeah, so I guess we're just saying what?
Are we on team beat her to the punch?
I mean, we're on team, like, you got to cut her off, especially if you're going to get married. You got to.
Exactly.
Because he's continuing to keep this relationship going by financing her life. So
exactly. But it's the step two of, like, what do we do mm-hmm. after that? Because she has made it clear she wasn't going to let him just walk away nicely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I think we're saying beat her to the punch and do all that. But good luck.
You know what?
What?
Maybe we just, you know, we helped with that by just putting it out there. Maybe they just post this podcast and say, huh, this is a really interesting situation.
Yeah.
That is about me.
Yeah. I do I do like the blackmail aspect of it, and lawyering up might be a good idea too. So
possibly, yeah.
All right. Thank you. That is group therapy on 99.7 DJX.